Before we start, we're giving a little bit of something to you about this episode because we've had a natter back and forth, and something happens within that is a massive plot twist.
Yes. Yeah. It's not normal spoilers. It felt like it was more extreme for us to spoil this plot twist than when we do a normal deep dive on it. So what we've decided to do is split the episode. So we've got all the chatty bits up until the point where it would become like epic spoiler. And then we're going to stop and split it to a separate episode. So if you want to just listen to the first one and then go and get the book and read it and enjoy it, and then you can listen to the second one.
Yes. Putting it in everywhere for you. So yeah, be aware, be warned, and then we'll get going. Listen to the bits you need.
Yeah, that's it. And enjoy. Yay. Thank you very much. We shall continue. And she finds her necklace in this locked box, doesn't she? She unpicks it and she finds this necklace. I think it was her grandmother's or something like that, she thinks.
Yes.
And she just doesn't understand, how is this necklace here? She can't remember the last time that she had it.
Yeah, when did I lose it?
Yeah. And she storms off.
How does he have it?
Yeah, to confront him about it. And of course, he's in his room, shirtless.
Shirt off.
Because
cleaning
his
bedrooms.
Yeah. Which should have healed, but I'll allow it because it's a good excuse.
We'll allow it.
Yep. Yeah, they're just like arguing, aren't they? And it's too much. She's feeling too much temptation and anger for him, and then she wants to storm off. But instead of going out the door, she goes in the adjoining room.
Yes.
And wow, it's like, yeah. It's crazy. There's another bedroom.
As with all couples of royalty, there's two rooms, separate beds, separate. Like, so it's obviously feminine. Yeah. There's books, there's a dresser. Yeah. And then what would obviously be above the bed, your own bed, because why not? It's a big old portrait of his wife in a lovely black midnight dress covered in pretty sparkles.
Yeah.
A woman who has a necklace that's very similar to her grandmother's around her neck.
Yeah.
And is pretty much her.
Oh, and looks like her. And it's this couldn't have been painted in time.
Like 5 weeks or something.
Even if you were a super creep and you decided to like set this up, because it would be like, that was your first feeling, you'd be like, it had that vibe, didn't it, of like the serial killer's house when you come into the other room and there's like photographs of people there. Yeah, they're going to target. But she's like, well, that's impossible. How can that possibly be? And yeah, then you get like the big EastEnders moment, don't you? And he's like, you are my wife.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Why is there a picture of me in your wife's room? Surprise!
Yeah. It's the big twist.
And then her head goes, it's like there's
her brain melts
around her head and she just passes out.
And it's just so painful that there's a curse that's on her so that she forgets him. And to remember when she breaks through the curse, it's just really, really painful for her, which is one of the reasons why he doesn't just tell her straight away when she arrives. Yeah,
she wakes up with him and she's got blood everywhere because her nose pours with blood and she's covered and he's covered and it's not good.
And and he tells her what's happened. Like, now, once she recovers enough that she can cope to hear it, he explains what's been happening, that they met. That, you know, that part of the story is true, that they met at Lammastide, and, you know, he always knew that it would be her. It'd been foretold, hadn't it?
So Maya. They have a rite of passage of his people.
Yeah.
That they can pray to their God and they're given the vision of their true love. So he knew for, I think it's what I said, 600 years I waited for you.
Yeah.
Found you at Lammastide.
Yeah.
Didn't think anything of it. They were married within 3 days.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first day they were dancing, drinking, and mm-hmm. getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
And then epic Romeo and Juliet moment.
Yeah.
That he kind of found out the next morning that she is not the daughter of the enemy, she is the daughter of his worst enemy.
Yeah, exactly. But they were going to get married anyway because they felt like there was nothing that could be done. If they got married, then it was done and they couldn't be separated.
Yes. And they kind of thought that she'd give in, didn't they? That it'd be like, you know, if we marry, she will have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And something she did.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, she barters with Thiago and he gets her. So at the time they bartered and said, all right, you get her for 3 months of the year and then you mm-hmm. send her back. Yeah. And he's like, all right, that's fine. But he didn't realise that when she turned up, she would have no memory.
No, this is it. He didn't know there was going to be a curse on her. It had to be a case of you only get her for 3 months and she has to still love you kind of thing.
Yes.
When you come to get her again the next time. But yeah, this curse has been put on her so that she forgets him. So every time he picks her up, and it links back to that moment right at the beginning when he looked disappointed because every time he hopes that she'll remember him and she doesn't because the curse has been kicked in again. Yep. So he has to woo her all over again. Yep. And it gets harder every year. It takes longer.
So he's kind of, he said he's tried before, but the first time it nearly killed her. The first time that she found out.
Because he didn't realise. Yeah, that's it. And it was,
And she's run before as well, I think it said, that he's tried.
And come on too strong, which is why he's going like softly, softly with her.
Yeah.
And I think it makes sense as well how it's taking more and more because this has been going on for 13 years. This is the 13th year.
She's like, how many times?
She's like, 12. I'm 20. No,
you're not. He's 32.
Oh.
Well, this is the thing, right? I'm over 30. How does she not wake up every morning and her back goes, oh, come on.
You know, I think because they're fine, because they don't age. He's 600.
Yeah, they lived to 500.
What does it really matter? It's a drop in the ocean, really.
Yeah, my brain's like, after 30, that was it. I made noises when I sit down. I stand up and I creak.
Probably didn't.
My 20-year-old body didn't do that.
No.
But so she's lost 13 years of her life.
She's had all of that time stolen. She's
pissed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Understandably.
Very, very angry about it all.
So, it kind of kicks in layers so that she's found out that this has happened. She's lost this time. She's found out that her mum is aware and did this. And then she knows about her sister. Her sister did this to her. And that her sister has actually been the heir apparent for 13 years.
Yeah.
So she's been fighting for her life every year to become the heir.
And it makes sense as to why all these doors are shut in her face all the time. Yeah. This feeling she has at home of being ostracized is because it's the same reason he kept her locked away when she was first brought over at the beginning of 3 months, is because they can't risk her figuring it out too fast and frying her brain, basically. Yeah.
And then she's like, but there's notes. Who wrote the notes? And he's like, you do. You write them.
And I can totally appreciate her not recognizing her own handwriting because I can't even read mine. fine.
If we put notes for this, like show notes out, it would just look like doctors have written all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then toddlers have coloured them in.
Yeah. Drawn some pretty pictures.
Yeah. So he's been trying to get his wife back, and this was my sad face on my notes. He's been trying to get his wife back, and every time he sends her back, she's like, "I'll remember you." Mm-hmm. And then he turns up the next time to take her, and she never does.
I know, and I think this is the thing. Like, I was enjoying this book the first time I read it, just for the whole enemies to lovers and the forced proximity thing. And then when this happened, and I was just like, "Oh, that's so like." Really, really hits the whole tragic love story button, but it's a romance. So it's like, it's okay.
But it kind of, the second read, all those little hints that they're talking about, and it's like they send pieces of his wife back, and they do. They send little snippets of her with her every time she comes back, because she gets memories as the once she realizes who she is, she starts getting snippets of memory back. She never gets it fully back.
Yeah.
But she does get it back. And then her sister at the beginning coming, oh, you know, you'll go, you might like it, you might like him.
That's it. And well, her behaviour makes a bit more sense. And I thought the dress as well. So the dress she always finds at the back of her wardrobe, and I always thought her sister sticks it there.
Put it back up there.
Yeah.
Because I think at some point, she sort of says, oh, you had it made. She's like, yeah, I'm sure I had that made a week or two ago. And she's like, oh, okay.
So where
I
did you get that one from? But it's a bit much to be dealing with, and she needs a bit of time for that, doesn't she?
Understandable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he kind of, he asks just to kiss her, I think, at this point. And he's like, just please let me hold my wife.
Yeah. She wants to, but it's not as his wife. She doesn't feel like that yet. She still doesn't know him, really.
No.
Even though, like, her body knows him. She feels like she reacts, but...
Yeah, everything gets hot.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Literally. So he's like, can I hold you? Can I hold my wife? And she's like, okay. So they lie on the bed. And, yeah, her brain's not kicking in, but her body is, and it's starting to feel really warm. Yeah. And then it starts to smell smoky.
Yeah.
And then she realises she's actually literally setting the bed on fire because of it. So she kind of has to push him away and stop. Mm. And she funnels her magic into the bed and manages to put it out.
And she realises that this is linked as well to her magic, that she doesn't have her full quota of power, because that's more than she would normally have had.
Yeah. It strips it away every time.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. It's which again makes her very angry as well.
Yes.
That's another thing her mother has taken from her.
But yeah, so there's talk of breaking the curse, and he's like, we've tried.
We can't do it.
Yeah. Right. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of, she gets crazy mad, and he tries to calm her down, and they fight, and he just kind of goes in the end. He's just, can't deal with it. And he storms off.
Oh, it's later. There's a quote, I think, when they have another fight when they're frustrated with each other, and it's really harsh. It's like, because she goes to walk off at one point, doesn't she? And he's like, don't you get tired of running away? And she's like, don't you get tired of chasing me? Kick him in the nuts. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of just deflates, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Bless him. No, this bit I've got, that she kind of goes to apologize to him in his rooms, and he's obviously again semi-naked. So he knows he's not stupid. Mm-hmm. He must run in there, like when I do, and I shove my pajamas up and get back into bed. So he runs in, takes his shirt off, starts dabbing himself with water again. So he's kind of like, you know, this time did your mother tell me to kill you? Mother tell you to kill me? And she's like, what?
She does quite often.
And he's like, does all the time.
I know she's trying to, you know, test there. Is it you? Is it me? I don't know. She's just trying to see if you'll do it, basically.
Yeah. They have a moment there. Mm-hmm. But so then they go, and he goes and meets his Goonie peeps again. And this is where they get the translation that Kian's come through. Kian is the unseelie in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out that it is this child of destiny. So they're like, okay, well, it's something linked to the old ones, and they kind of, they figured out that it's a child of the old ones. So somebody has copulated with them, and they've created this child.
Yeah.
And Vi is like, okay, what are you going to do if you find this child? And they're like, well, we're going to kill it. And she's like, okay.
Pardon? They figured out that they need their blood, their powerful blood, for a sacrifice of some kind to release them, don't they? To release the old ones.
Yes, so that's how they all got put in. The old ones got locked in by a sacrifice of a royal sacrifice, or it was an object, one of the sacred objects was what kept them and put them within their hallows.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this child of destiny is going to be and going to allow to happen. So, you know, they're quite clear that it's like, well, we can't let that happen. We can't let them get their hands on this child of destiny. Yeah. She doesn't like that idea.
No, she kind of like, she turns around, is like, this is the first time you sound like my mother. Yeah. Ooh, he's not happy with that.
Burn.
they
do clash over that massively, don't they?
He's like, this, I've got a kingdom, I can't just let them die for one person. Necessarily a child.
Exactly. And she's kind of, is that any better because they're older?
She kind of sees herself in this, doesn't she? It's like, it's a pawn, like me. They didn't choose to be born. They are just a person. How can you do this to them?
Exactly.
And he's having none of it.
And he's like, you don't even remember what the old ones were like. You know, it was not good.
Yeah, we can't release them.
Yeah.
We barred windows and had to lock everything up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so they've got to go see Kyrian because he is the master of Stormhaven and he can hear things through the sea, through water.
That's like when they've kind of come to a compromise. He's like, okay, like they go off. They're a bit fiery. You get the impression now at this stage that their normal relationship would be quite fiery. They'd mm-hmm. be at loggerheads sometimes, but then get over it because he comes to her later and he's like, right, you've got like 2 weeks to figure out a different way of dealing with this and find this child of destiny. And then, and if not, then I'm dealing with it my way kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then that's when they go off, isn't it?
So they go to the Hallow to head to Stormhaven and she's there and it's off. She can feel it through the floor. The ley lines are speaking to her and it's not right. But they go in and they start moving and somebody comes out.
Yeah, like this sea foam type witch.
Yeah, sea foam lady of seaweed and foaminess. And she kind of starts saying some more Celtic stuff to her. She said, you're not welcome. And the translation comes out as promise of one. So I'm not sure what that means.
Not sure.
But must be something. They get to where they're going in the Hollow and he's like, what's going on? Because she's soaking wet.
he's all like normal. He's dry. But he's just stepped through a door and she's completely bedraggled and bitten.
Yeah. Like, just off the log flume. Yeah.
What the hell? And he's like, that shouldn't have happened. That's impossible. Yeah, that can't that happened? But anyway, we've got all these stairs to climb. let's move on.
Yeah. Oh, that did make me giggle. Yeah, climb all the way to the top.
Yeah, the picking stairs. And I love the reason as well when they get to the top. I just like it when people arrive for them to be really puffed out.
I find it amusing.
And be like really humbled by the time they get up to me. Yeah. It's got this massive tower with endless stairs. He's quite a bitter character, isn't he? He's like really...
Yes, we do find out why. Well, we kind of don't. We find out who, but not the why behind it.
I've got a theory. Going to happen. Well, but it's linked to the second book.
We can discuss that. So he's quite forthright. He's kind of like, why did you not turn up? He's like, because I don't want those bloody miserable women who think I'm nothing.
They're just judging me anymore. Like, he totally nails it as well. It's like, they're not going to listen to anything we say. What's the point? There was no point me coming. But
And he's like, we find out he's bitter because of Mariana, who was his love. And he's like, love is a poison. It's not worth anything.
He's not happy with all of that. And he doesn't he doesn't warm to Vi. He's not very happy with her because
He's like, I think, Thiago's his friend, and he's like, why do you keep doing this for her all the time? And he's like, well, would you not do it for her? He's like, I would, a fucking bitch. They've got it very different reasons. I'll do it because she's the love of my life and I won't give up on her. I'd do it just to make sure she burns.
And it seems like he holds her responsible for not remembering every time as well, which, feels quite unfair. And weirdly, even though they just clearly don't get on,
Thiago's like, he gets a bit jealous, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Talking to us like, dude, yeah. What? There's
not yeah, really?
There. Mm-mm. Unless she's like, you know, making eyes at him. She does mention they're always leather clad, aren't they? And very yes. handsome. So, and obviously that's her type because she likes him. So maybe it's like, maybe she's checked him out a bit or something.
You but he's going to help because where he controls the water, he's able to spy on anyone like through the water. Instead of just mirrors, which can be covered, he can use the water, and that's what he's going to use to spy on Angerad to find out more about what's happening. But he can't do it till the following morning.
Yeah, so they have to stay.
But they got an evening off at the seaside, which is nice. Yeah.
And how many rooms do they want?
Yeah, say it at the same time.
Yeah. How many rooms do you want? Two, one.
One. she's
guess
not
who wants what.
Yeah, she's just too scared. She's really, she's really still holding back at this stage.
Bless.
And when they go a meal out and they're chatting, and I think it kind of makes sense when she starts to talk about it. And I think a bit later she's saying like, she's only seeing the side of him which is going carefully to seduce her and like try and remind her rather than him just being himself. And I think she can kind of sense that like instinctively. Maybe she knows there's more to him and she's not getting to know him properly. So they try and do that a little bit on their date night with their umpteen courses of food. Yeah.
But yeah, he doesn't help. They go out and she's asking about his tattoos and he won't tell her.
No, I know.
Like, yeah, and it's like,
and it feels a bit of an excuse as well. He's like, because he's quite like, I can't tell you now. He says this again later on, doesn't he? When she's asking
when
him
we
again.
Come out of this, and you and remember like, well, me.
But he's obviously very sensitive. He's sensitive about his tattoos.
Yes.
And the darkness.
Yes. Well, we go into the darkness because they leave and they're heading back and he pulls her into an alley for their kiss.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's feeling a bit weird. Something's off.
Yeah. And he trusts her instinct.
And then these things appear.
Yeah. These monstrous things that they have to
tall,
fight off.
Thin, cold and just not nice. Gross. And one of them touches her and kind of freezes and burns her with cold, I think.
Yeah.
Away
from those, I can't remember.
So he shreds it to pieces with his darkness.
Nice. Oh, he does. He goes for the darkness.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he goes for the darkness.
Yeah.
I've just got this vision of like lightning bolts going at the end of a guitar. So he shreds it. He shreds it.
And
he shreds it
off
with the darkness.
They get back, they go to, back the to the palace.
So he goes off and chats with Kyrian. And shuts the door in her face.
She's
basically.
A bit miffed about that. She's like, what? What's going on?
The chats we're having that I'm supposed to get to know you and, never mind then. So she goes off to the only place that any sensible woman would go to.
The library. There's another epic library.
It does.
No one's camping down in this one though.
Like no bath in the library. Thank God for that. There is a bloody bath though.
I know. Later on.
I got all the way to the end and I nearly missed it.
Yeah.
Bugger.
And to be fair, the amount we've had of baths in other books, you are reading this one and thinking, cool, they're a bit filthy, aren't they?
Rolling right in the dirt.
There's no talk of bathing. What's going on? No.
I have to say that there is a quote about that at the end. I don't know if you picked it up about the filth. Did you get that? Oh, but we'll bring that up later. It did make me smile. Yeah, so she goes to the library and has a mooch about. And there's like an area that she senses is quite dark. And there's a grimoire that she finds. And as soon as she's got it, it's like black magic. She knows.
Yeah.
So she's kind of
all the good stuff
pages.
In that.
The stuff you actually want. So she goes and she's flicking through the pages and she sees the horned one and she sees like a masked creature and then she finds what she's after, which is fetches and the heartless, which we've heard about before, that they are soldiers and they mark their prey
and they've been sent out Yeah, when we heard about them before, that was linked with Angara trying to find this child of destiny and using fetches. And it's very clear when she reads them. Yeah, exactly. That she's been marked. Yeah, they're looking for her, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Fetch. So, yeah, we can put two and two together. As of yet, nobody else has.
I think she's kind of suspecting. I think she is. She's a little bit like... You know.
He puts herself into the position a few times, like, this is like me, this is like me, but I don't think she ever flat out goes...
No, she doesn't quite understand.
No.
And she goes back to her room, having stolen the book.
Yeah, got this book.
Sneaks it out into her room, and and then her husband is there on the bed, not in his room.
No. And he's like, where did you go? She's like, I'm not 13, you don't have to watch me.
It's like, why was I not invited in? Oh, because I didn't want to listen to you two bicker. And it's like, okay, just explain that before you ditch someone. But okay.
Yeah.
And he's very kind of
they're both on the same page. He figures out the same thing that she did, what they are.
Yeah, they know it. So they know it's a fetch and she's been marked.
Yeah. So yeah, he's got a cuff. He's got a golden cuff that he gives to her, which is like got magic for like hiding her and protection. And he's like, I made it for some other monster.
Mm-hmm.
Not pointing the finger at anyone, but mum, your mum. So yeah.
And it would just help to make it harder. It can't stop them, but it just makes it a little bit harder. They gives them a bit more time.
Blurs it a little bit.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah. So we're pulled into another dream that kind of confirms the link here that she's got these sorcerers, eyeless sorcerers, 13 around Mistmere's Hallow.
Yeah. And yeah, because there's like this link once they mark you, you become inextricably linked with the fetch
The fetch that marks you, So she's kind of seeing through his eyes. Mm-hmm. And yet they're asking for the blood to resurrect the Mother of Night.
Yeah. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And it's kind of confirmed the next day with what they've been able to spy, isn't it, with Kiri, and what you've been able to see is basically the same thing as her dream. So it's like, okay, so the dream was probably real and that's what that was. And this is definitely happening. And then they go back. Yeah. And it's time for them to all do her idea that happened earlier when all of them met.
Oh, yeah, the emissaries.
Yeah, all the emissaries are ready to go and look at Mistmere and, you know, see for themselves what's happening. So she sees her sister for the first time since she's found out what's happening.
Yeah.
Why is she not happy with her?
Mm-mm. Yeah, God, she's not happy with anything, is she? Which is understandable. No.
Yeah.
But she wonders who else her mum's going to send, because she kind of didn't. She seemed very blasé about it all. So it's kind of like, sister's here, which is obvious, but who else is it going to be?
Yeah.
And we find out. It's her brother, a stepbrother.
Yeah, Edain, who has been mentioned earlier as being...
Yeah, just a snippet.
This is the incest, isn't it? The pseudo-incest. In that he's the son of... You know, the husband been killed off, that they're pretty sure she killed. And now he's in her mother's bed instead. Mm-hmm. So, but it's quite an interesting thing. She swings quite away because she's cross at like both of them and they're a bit snarky and sneery. But then she kind of looks at it from a different perspective and she's like, oh, yeah, they're really trapped actually, because Edain's not got any particular power.
And he can't. Yeah. He can't leave. I'm out.
No.
My sister's stuck as the heir. He is stuck. Yeah. Because if he goes, he's just a liability for my mother. So what? He's alive or he's not.
He'll be murdered. So
he gets a bit snarky and he's like, "Oh, you're awake. Does she know then? Does she?"
Yeah, because she gets. She has that moment, doesn't she? Where she's I feel sorry for you, and then he's like, "Don't feel sorry for me, love. Do you actually know what's really going on?" And it's clear there's another piece of the puzzle that hasn't been dropped just yet.
Oh yes.
And then they go in and crossing the boats, aren't they?
So it's like, there's a not now, later. There's always later. Yeah,
but she won't have it later, does she? She demands to find out about it. then and there.
Yeah. And, so they cross over and she's like, yeah, what is it? And we find out 13 is a very unlucky number for them.
Yep.
Because this is the last time he only, Thiago only bartered for 13 tries, 13 mm-hmm. years to get her to remember him.
So and if it doesn't work, he forfeits his kingdom and his life. Yeah, that's it. Done. So it's not much pressure on her.
No.
And he's like, I believe in you. I trust, I believe in us. So, yeah, and she's like, well, I don't.
I don't. Yeah.
And Eris is like, see.
Yeah. Same please.
Yeah.
I do like Eva. She's lovely.
She's good.
Yeah. Same as
you. It makes more sense. They kind of come together, those two, because for the first time they're like in agreement. It's like,
yes.
Why do you think this? We've had 12 years of me forgetting you. Why on earth do you think this time's going to be different?
Because I have faith. I saw you in my visions. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Is it though?
Exactly.
But yeah, so they do have to kind of put it to bed a little bit because they get to the other side, they get to Mistmere, and it's just a giant pile of ruins.
Yeah, it all is gone. It seemed like nothing was ever there, and everyone just goes. They're like, "Hey, you're talking rubbish. What's all this? Just a waste of our time." And they're like, "Really?" They said about illusions, but they didn't even hang around to see if there's an illusion.
Yeah, to what was what. So, yeah, her brain's kind of like, they've had time, they've had days to do this and to clean this up. Has somebody warned them?
Yeah.
And then her brain kicks over that the only person she told
was
her mum.
Exactly. But there is also an illusion that's been placed. And she uses her blood, doesn't she, to...
Yeah. Ow. And then she puts it to the rocks. And then, everything starts to unravel.
Yeah, it all falls away. And there's obviously, they're there still. Like, they're still surrounded by banes and goblins and trolls.
Well, yeah, there's like billions of them in there. They're all on chains. The goblins are holding the banes
back. The banes back,
And Issam is stood there. And, he's kind of like, we want her blood. She needs to be caught, preferably alive.
Exactly. They need to take her alive. And so they all have to fight from the middle of the hallow.
Big kick-ass fight, goblin arms.
Finn takes an arrow to the thigh. Get up, Finn.
Amy's like, come on, what am I carrying you? What's going on? Get up.
And, it's clear that they can't.
Yeah, they can't hold him off.
He can't release his demons, his darkness, because it will just take out everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
She gets a feeling, don't she? She gets a feeling. And the lines are calling to her.
Yeah.
She kind of backs up and gets into the middle of the hollow and cops who's where. And then she puts a hand to it and pulls everybody back.
Yeah. Because it's an old one that's been resurrected, so she doesn't even know that it's necessarily going to work because it hasn't been used. It's not been being used for so long, but like you say, she's got this connection with the ley lines and the power that's in them, and so she gets them all out by doing that.
He's like, how do you know? Because it's awake. How do you know that? And everybody kind of looks at her. It's like, okay.
Something to this, and they want you, don't they?
Oh, 2 + 2 is you. So and then they go back, they have a bit more of their chat about the 13 years, and it is all the big, we're now one day closer to you dying, that he's like, well, no, we're one day closer to you remembering. And it was all really kind of sweet and chatty.
And she asked for him to stay to cuddle her.
I have so many notes about the percentages here. Should we kiss? Should we go deeper? 70% into the book? And she's like, we nearly died. All of this has happened.
I think this is...
I'm all for slow burn, but blimey. Yeah,
it is. I think this is very much because it's like a three... at least the three series.
It's a trilogy, yes.
You've got to have that in mind, I think, with this one, because it does. It's like, really? They're not going to be more than this yet? Where are we at?
You've kissed every night for, you know, you're there for 3 months. There's only like 3 weeks left now.
Yeah. Gagging.
Yeah, pretty much. And he only sees you 3 months out of every year.
Yeah.
And you nearly just died. There was a goblin that had your arm and was dragging you off.
Yeah, that's it. But no.
32-year-old me is very different to 32-year-old Vi.
Well, she only thinks, she thinks like a 20-year-old, doesn't she? I mean, I don't think that would be any different.
Very different.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure that would really be any different. But she got other stuff on her plate, I guess.
Yeah. Mum's evil, sister's evil, stepbrother's evil. Yeah, everybody hates me, apart from this dude who's got scary ass tattoos and he's huge and green eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Yeah. But yeah, so they're chatting about it and she's like, well, what have you tried? And he's like, everything, Seely. I've tried.
And she's like, okay, then. Well, there's a little loop. What about there? What about Seely stuff? Yeah.
And he's like, no.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
like, come on, like, this is the last time, come on.
Yeah, why not? And he's like, it's unsafe. And she's like, no, it's fine, I'll fix it. And he's like, no, it's unsafe for me.
I can't go there. I can't use my powers because then it will be too much, I will be overwhelmed. But there is the, how are we going to say this, the Morai?
Yes, that's how I say the Morai,
who are like,
luckily.
Yeah.
So there's three of them.
Yeah.
And they see the future. They answer questions.
They know the past. They see the future. That sort of thing. They're like an oracle type thing. And they're really, really old.
Ancient.
Yeah. And you can get them if you offer them your blood. Blood again.
Yes. Yeah. So three
everybody's anemic.
Go around. Give you blood.
Everything. Yeah.
No mention of vampires in this book, though. Weird.
No. If you do that, you can ask them three questions.
Mm-hmm. But be very careful of the questions you ask, because there's always
base stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're twisty people, and you're only safe while you're talking to them. Once you're done, you're fair game. So you've got to get in and somehow get out again. And again, this is something that he can't go in with her, can he? Tiago can't go in because he's already been once. Yeah, and they were like, you don't ever come back here, because whatever it was he found out weren't good.
She knows she's got to go. But she's kind of okay with it, because she can step up and actually be the queen and do what he's done for her so many times over.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of chomping at the bit.
That's it. She wants to be able to do something. And her element, you know, the fire that she has is actually useful in this instance.
Because they are spider people.
Yeah. Oh, they get across, don't they? And they're going through the territory and there's some discussion about how it's not like she expected. It's actually quite beautiful, really beautiful in a really wild jungle type way. And, you know, he explains to her that, you know, of course they're going to tell you that it's awful because this is the enemy and they want to make you hate them. He understands about propaganda.
Yeah. Fear of the unknown is...
Yeah, bless her. She does, you know, she's very naive when it comes to that gaslighting. She's been gaslighted a lot. Much.
And everything, he's kind of, mine is kind of like blown. And she's like, you know, well, are they monsters then? And he's like, well, yeah, they are, but aren't we all?
What is a monster, really, sort of thing? And he also explains about his own story, doesn't he, while they're walking through?
Yes, the two princes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how he got the crown. So he fought for it.
Yeah.
So, his queen had two sons.
Mm-hmm.
I want to call them Ema and Arwen. But that's just, we'll go with that. So one is quite strong and powerful.
Jock.
And the nerdy one is weak but clever. So she's like, well, the queen brought me along. I'm kind of like the head of the armies, just to see it. And she was giving it to the nerdy kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, so obviously the strong one killed her. And he's like, well, no, the clever one plotted it perfectly. Yeah. I found her sort of stabbed in the back, throat slit.
Mm.
And then the strong kid came in, saw me, challenged me to a battle to the death.
Yeah.
I beat him.
Yeah.
And then the kid who was supposed to be Arwen, who was supposed to be in charge, was crowned.
Yeah.
And then put me to death, mm-hmm. but didn't come himself. He sent his strongest soldier to kill me.
That's it. He made the mistake of underestimating the army's loyalty. The troops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Viago, ran the army for years. And the king kept sending out troops to die. And then in the end, the soldiers sent the king's head back because, that's not how a king rules.
That it was only the army that were loyal to him. The civilians believe the bad things. They believe that he murdered the queen and they believe that he, killed the brothers and, took it all.
But he said, he sometimes hides himself and goes out and listens to what the crowd say. And they still hate him.
Not good for self-esteem doing that.
It's like Goodreads.
Yeah, Doggo. I don't think it's even as frightening as Goodreads. Sorry.
Don't read the reviews.
Don't read the reviews.
It had a creased corner, 1 star. I expected it to be a blue cover.
Doesn't match the other ones in the series.
Oh, that is frustrating, though. It's not a one-star review.
You don't one-star review it. It's annoying, but it's like don't hurt the writer.
No, don't have a go. Just turn it.
They're not in control of that. Sorry.
No,
we digress.
Some would love to be, but however, yes. So they have a chat about that.
Yeah, and then they get there, don't they? So they've had a good chat. About more about him. She's understanding more about where he's come from, why he feels ostracized even though he's a prince.
Usurper.
That's it. Bless the usurper him.
But so she goes into the tunnel, and this is my Simpsons thing today, because they said they're half spider, half something else. So first my brain went to it, because Pennywise is like a weird spider creature. So it was like part spider, part clown. But then I thought, I'll never sleep again. So I had to go for a different thing. So it was spider pig in my head.
Spider pig.
So part spider, part pig, which is really cool when they set it on fire later, because it smelled lovely.
Yeah.
But these Morai are part spider, part something.
And they kind of blindfold, and she goes in with her offering of the blood.
And see, I always thought she'd just give it to him, but she doesn't, does she? She just sort of splashes it across them.
I thought she gave him like a vial or something.
It is in like a thing, but I think she splashes it across them and they kind of lick at it.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, like a Hannibal Lecter kind of noise.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah.
He's a little bit creeped out.
So, there's the three of them that do their own individual jobs. Dreamweaver, Threadcutter, Shadowbinder.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Yeah, sounds so they weave, they tweak, they make the threads, and they see what's what.
Yeah. She
gives them
her question. She's a bit tricksy herself. She manages to get four answers out of them.
She's seen Aladdin. She knows.
Yeah, you do a statement and they answer as if it's a question. You think they would know by now. Maybe they don't get as many visitors anymore.
Well, this is it. Yeah. She's kind of like, I need something to be broken. And they're like, yes, you can break your curse. She didn't ask that.
Yeah.
But she goes in.
Anything can be broken. It's kind of that thing. How? Well, kill yourself. Curse is broken.
Yeah.
Kill your mother. Yeah. Curse is broken. It reminds me of Did you watch Blackadder?
Little bit.
In the second series, and he's attracted to his manservant, who isn't a manservant, it's a woman dressed up as a man, and he goes to like an old crone to be how can I fix this? And it's like, easy, kill yourself. I don't know. Kill your manservant, kill everybody in the whole world. These are the options. And he's like, right, that's shit. And that's kind of what they give her.
Yeah. Kill yourself, kill your mum, or get a bigger boy to do it for you.
Yeah, find someone with more power. And she's like, who's got more power than my mum? She's like super powerful. But it also kind of confirms some of the other questions that how did her mother do it? And it's like, well, using...
Magic, epic, with dark magic.
Dark magic, and, that's probably she infers that's Isem, doesn't she?
I think it says it was the one of the follower of the Horned King.
Yeah. And so she's gutted, really. And again, it kind of confirms that her mother is not so averse to working with the Unseelie as she sounds. She sounds like she hates them so much, but she's quite happy to
use them.
She
likes the darkness.
Yeah.
Near Christmas, she puts the songs on.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
But then she's answered the questions. They're a little bit peeved that she's got an extra one, but she starts mm-hmm. to kind of leave, and then they're cleaning up the last bit of blood.
Yeah,
and one of them freak out. Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's going to break the world.
Yeah.
That what have you done? The prophecy, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got to eat her to save everybody, because she's going to break the world and end the Unseelie as well.
Yes, end the Unseelie, destroy the world.
It's big. It's probably one of those prophecies that is like,
is it though?
Can you interpret it? Yeah, it'll probably the work same out way. The way. Never believe a prophecy is black and white, really.
Yes. But then Iris comes to save the day, and they kind of all cower back. No,
No, the devourers come, run away. Oh, she brings a bottle of brandy, doesn't she?
just pouring it out. That so up. Imagine that. Brandy smoked bacon, because she then sets the brandy on fire.
Mm. Yeah. It's not how I pictured them, though, so it wasn't in my head.
What a world.
But they get out there and the whole party's gone. Everybody
that's a hunting party or something.
They've been abducted. They've been carried off to Bladewind's castle.
Yes. So, and luckily, as luck would have it, they notice that there's a party on for the Raven King. Again, that's a link back.
Oh, yeah. Raven King. Is that another one of the old ones? Must be.
I think it's linked to, but I don't think one of them is.
Cool.
I will check back. But yeah, so there we go. But there's Ravens in the last one and Ravens in this one.
Yeah.
Which just crops up. So yeah, there's a party, there are masks, there's celebrations. Yeah. So luckily they find some people, they take their cloaks and their masks, and Iris kills them.
Yep.
We all need an Iris, I think.
Yeah, definitely. She's useful.
Don't need an invite.
And they sneak in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they find Talia, don't they? She's in a cage. Yes.
In a cage hanging above them.
Being poked.
Mm-hmm.
Bless her.
Yep, Bladewind is there. I love the fact she's dressed up. She's kind of this crazy mental lady, but she's dressed up all pretty like a raven.
Cool. I like all the braids, and she's got the feathers in her hair too.
Yeah.
Oh, that was something that I loved. This is harking back to when they all meet to talk about what's happened at Mistmere. And she talks about her mum turning up in what she wears. And she's like, and she's coming really like Empress with half a stick of coal on as well. Like,
all of our.
She's really gone OTT on the makeup there, the eyeliner.
Yeah. Dress for the job you want, mum.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. So I will rule the world.
Yeah, so Bladewind is looking pretty fly. Mm-hmm. She has the Sword of Mourning, which belonged to the Earl King, he of Hairy Balls.
Yes, Hairy Ball Man. And that's when you hear a bit of her story, which I think was quite cool, is that she was a Seelie Queen.
Yes, she was.
And she volunteered to use this Sword of Mourning to kill the Earl King. But the power in the sword was so much that it turned her Seelie. It's like taking her over to the dark side.
And she's a bit crazy now.
And she can't be defeated with it.
Yeah. It's she's had it for so long that, it's all part of her. So, they make a plan. So, Thiago and Finn. none of the others are there. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to steal the bitch's sword.
Yeah. Even though no one else is supposed to be able to wield it.
Yeah,
but she's like, well, if I've got this special blood and I'm going to end the world, it feels like she's a little bit like,
a little bit blasé.
Yeah.
So Iris is tasked to go and find the others. And she kind of lurks around the room, gets Talia's like attention and sing.
Yeah.
So she does, but we find out a little bit of her backstory that she can't go full siren. Because she's lost her voice. So she sings a little bit, tries to blag Bladewind, and she's like, and having it. You're that one, lost your voice.
And then they've caught Eris as well.
Yeah, they catch her.
And also the singing gives away the fact. It's like Blade Wind clues it in. She didn't realise who she had in her dungeons. Yes. I guess it's that would make sense, because if it's like a hunting party and they've just brought in some people who are in their territory. Yeah. I'm in the dungeons. I'll deal with them after my party, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But then she like clicks. She's like, oh, one of the Salt Kissed. Doesn't the Prince of Evernight have a cousin who is one of those? So is there anyone in the dungeon that is like this with black tattoos? Like, oh, no. We'll go find out.
And then they find this woman who's, the devourer of souls. Don't you work for the prince?
Mm-hmm.
So Vi has to jump in, comes up behind Bladewin with a blade to her throat, and he's kind of like trying to blag a way out of it. Let him free, do this, do that. Yeah. And Bladewin's like, no, no, I don't want
to.
So I think she tries to elbow her, doesn't she?
She like elbows her and Vi goes down.
Yeah.
And then she reaches for her sword. Bladewin reaches for it and it's not there. And Vi's like, gone. I've got it. And tries to lift it. And it's like intense, isn't it? She has this vision.
She's like, you'll not lift that. She's like, I'm going to try.
I'm going to give it a go.
It kind of, to me, it was like she sees everything that the sword has done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she sees.
And it was like repetitive as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wars and fighting.
The killing of the Earl King as well, didn't she?
Yeah. So it was like, it kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then she'd see the blade plunging into his chest, and his face is kind of like just.
Yeah.
Hasn't got a clue why she's doing it. He's kind of like really distraught by it.
Yeah.
And then there's a woman. As well, there's a woman who appears with a cloak at
and
one point.
Kind of says, "Ah, finally!" Like,
yeah, it's you,
and puts her hand over hers and
onto the sword.
All of the pain and everybody else has been floored by this as well, because it's like screaming that it's being held by somebody else and the power's coming out of it. And then when this
she comes,
this
woman. Wraps her fingers around the sword, everything comes back, pain goes away, blade winds on her ass as well, the building's starting to crumble, and Iris is like, got Thalia, and she's like, run,
let's go, and she don't want to touch that sword again.
No
labyrinth.
Why would you go into a labyrinth?
Why
the only reason you go in there is to read about minotaurs,
I guess.
Anybody who finds this and hasn't read the book, go and find the Minotaur book.
I haven't just read
just a side note. You need to go and read the book.
They're in the labyrinth and it's impossible. In the labyrinth. They're going to get trapped. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, they go through all the options. Thalia can't use her voice. Iris, they explain her darkness.
And I'm the devourer.
If it comes out... I kill people, and they're like, well, but that's good. That's what you're supposed to do. Everyone. Good, so bad, she can't ugly. Don't matter.
She's not helpful, really.
No. Vi can't use the sword because she saw the madness that Bladewin went through, and she's like, I can't risk it.
So she's like, I've got another great plan.
I've got a plan.
Put me out of it, and they don't.
Yeah. so two of them, and like Talia's like, Thiago's going to kill you. And then he was just like, but it might work.
It really feels like a night out with the girls kind of thing. Like, talk me out of this, ladies. And they're like, no, that sounds cool. Yeah. Go for it. Go on, do it.
She they kind of, up, yeah, Vi, yeah, yeah. Vi goes off as bait. She's made herself bait.
Mm.
Runs around the labyrinth, gets everybody chasing.
Yeah, and she ends up back at the Hallow.
Yes.
And
it kind of shouts to her, doesn't it? It's like, this way.
Yeah, she's listening to her instincts. She's gone the wrong way. She knows the turn. Mm. And then Bladewin arrives and she's feeling quite smug. Because she's like, aha, I got you now. You're in trouble. And
power that thing to move.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not intending to do that, actually. And she has another plan up her sleeve, which is interesting, but it works.
Yeah, so we've spent a lot of time through most of this podcast saying how bad the old ones are.
Yeah.
So the best possible solution would obviously be to let one out.
Yes. So she decides.
Which is what she did.
She finds the right glyph, paints her blood on it, and being who she is, it works. Yeah, sticks the sword in the middle.
Because the sacrifice can be the blood and or the vessel of the old one, which is the sword. Because the sword belongs to the Earl King, who is trapped inside the Hallows.
So Mr. Hairy Balls arrives.
Yeah, and he's like, wench, why did you summon me? What do you want?
But he's like the head of the Wild Hunt, isn't he? So she thinks it's like, he's not always bad. It's very strange how she describes him. She's like, he's the most dangerous, but also maybe he won't kill us all.
Honestly, he seems quite nice, doesn't he? He's like, you have released me. I owe you a boon. And she's
nice off the bat. Yeah. I mean, he could have just eaten her and then he don't owe anyone. Well, I don't know if he does eat people.
But, yeah, probably. He's like a Gaston figure in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he's kind of like, I owe you a boon, but be very careful.
Yeah.
Hit the antlers. Is that not how you saw him?
No.
Okay. No one. I'm trying to think of words to put into the song now to make it work.
You have to work on that one.
Yeah, we'll that'll be for next week.
Yeah, a special we'll put in
sing
for the
along
intro.
With Jessica.
No one will know what it means. Why is this intro so weird?
But yeah, so he comes out, offers the boon for releasing her, and then he goes, but be careful, they've always got a twist.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't even need anything right now, but thank you. She's very polite.
Yeah. Well, what do you want then? She's like, well, you wake me up because I bought you a gift.
Yeah.
There's that woman stabbed you. And he's like, okay, you have two boons now.
Two boons, And she gets the mark on her hand.
The antlers.
And off he goes. Yeah, they're all legging it already. They've seen him.
Yes.
Blade wins.
Yeah. Yeah, she's off.
With her
locked herself in the tower,
and he's off to catch her, and
with a whip of wind, he raises into a small swirl of ravens and disappears off into the night. How cool is that?
Pretty cool, love it.
With his big hairy testicles.
So they rescue them.
they're
all occupied. All the enemy are occupied. And I quite like this imagery. When she's heading there and it's all the thorns and she's cutting through them like she's going to, like, she thinks of it Cinderella. Like a Sleeping Beauty thing. She's going to rescue her prince instead of the other way around. And everything's crumbling and going crazy.
Yeah, she doesn't get the response that good old Prince Philip, though. No.
To be
what
fair.
What did you do?
Yeah, but then she just runs and hugs him and that's quite nice. Yeah, he kind of like, all right then. Yeah, fair enough.
For now, later. Always later. We'll deal with this later. So they go back to the Hollow and then head back to Valerian, I think. Lick the wound.
Yes, yeah.
And he's pissed. Thiago.
So that's exactly what I read. He is pissed.
But he's kind of like, what did you do? I saved you. I put my life on the line for you. And that's how you repay me.
Yeah. And Fire Blessed was like, don't take it on her. I told her what to do. This was, and that you're welcome, by the way, for us saving you.
Yeah. He storms off. He's just like, welcome.
Yeah. Rude. See, manners again.
But yeah, so they all go off and lick their wounds and she's kind of then goes to look for him, kind of have a chat. And then Baelor kind of leaps out, like, hey!
That's right. This does get tied up at this point, which is...
Yeah, cool. And he's like, okay, do you not like me? Did I do something wrong?
Why don't you like me this time around? Yeah. You usually like me. Yeah, I'm usually your
like
friend.
Me. Yeah,
you don't like me this much.
And then she's like, your brother's dead, really.
Sorry. I've just been having really guilty conscience because I know he's dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's not. What happened?
What?
Oh, my sister killed him and buried him in the woods. Now I know where I can go find him. It's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Thanks, Tarlov.
Yeah. He's like, put your hand on my chest and there's no heart, there's no heartbeat. No, he's like, we work for the Grimm. We're his, like, beasties. As long as he exists, we're good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's all cool.
But by the way, the prince kind of likes a nice bath.
Yeah, when he's down. A bit stressed, he'll be down in the baths, which she's not known that we're there. And, you know, you've got to love a big bathing room, you know, like Roman type thing.
Yes.
With
yes,
steaming waters and stuff. If you're going to have a castle, you've got to have one of those. Oh, you're still missing the baths. But no, like, yeah, she finds him down there.
Yeah.
He wants to have it out with him.
Yeah, and he don't give a monkeys. He's down there naked, stands up, puts his hands on his hips. What do you want?
And he's very annoyed.
No.
Yeah. And he kind of explains, doesn't he? Yeah, yeah. He's like, no, I'm not doing that to make you more comfortable. You've just walked in while I'm in the bath.
Yeah.
You can watch because you know you want to anyway.
So. Yeah, he gets pissed at that then. He's like, well, yeah, but you're not supposed to know that.
Yeah. And she tries to leave, doesn't she? And he locks the door.
He magics the door closed.
Magics the door shut and she gives in a bit. But yeah, they do manage to talk it out a bit. And he makes it clear, doesn't he, about why it's so bad. And part of the reason he's so worried is because he won't be able to protect her. He's not more powerful than Old Ones. It took all of the Seelie together to trap them. They didn't manage to kill one them. Of them. Yeah. All together, they couldn't even kill one. So what have you done, love? You know, this is not good.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, he offered me boons. And he's like, yeah, they're not good. They're not benevolent. And she's like, oh, he did say it's kind of got stinky.
Yeah. And the best you can hope for is he'll be distracted.
If he does ignore you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then she apologises. I think, does she storm off in the end and then sort of says sorry to him afterwards? And he's like, actually, yeah. Minute to think about it. I am really sorry.
Yeah, probably. I think so. Yeah, when he locks the door and then she comes back afterwards and they finish off. And then they have a water fight, as you do.
You get in the bath.
You've been talking about the distraction of the world and everything.
And you get in the bath. Water.
Yeah.
I just walk around the edge.
Yeah, just have a look. Have a look at the waters and imagine what it would feel like.
Can't even dip me toes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then obviously at 85% in, they finally
get down to it. That's
it.
She gives in.
Not full sexy times though.
Well, it is, but not for us.
Not just yet. Yeah, not just yet.
Mm.
So yeah, they get naked in the pool.
Yeah.
And then they have oral pleasure.
Yes.
And then there's the mine moment. He's like, tell me you're mine. Oh,
you like it. It's fine.
You're mine. Yay. Of course I am for now.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like significant. She's finally given in to her feelings for him and is not scared of them as much anymore. But of course, that's not a great time for it because they've only got, 3 weeks left before she's got to go back?
Just about 3 weeks.
Yeah, so she's now in the position where she's got everything to lose again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're enjoying each other, aren't they? They have a few days of enjoying each other.
Yes, back to bed. So there's then, a big chunk of the sex.
Yeah.
Well, it's just allowable. If you know that there's only that much left, you might as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, she asks him again, she asks him about the tattoos and stuff and doesn't want to talk about it. And he's like, when you come back to me, we'll chat about it after.
But he does show his wings.
Yes, he does.
For a moment, he does show her. And it's hidden wings again, isn't it?
Yeah.
They like to hide their wings.
Yeah. I'd imagine they do get in the way.
Yeah. Well, if they're just invisible, I like the way they do it in Ruby Dixon with the shapeshifters because I just read the third book and it's like she like explains because his ones get shredded, don't they, the guy in the third book, and she explains how they all fold up inside. It's like really clever, which is better, I think, than just invisible. Because, like, they'd still be there. You'd be knocking stuff over behind you. You couldn't see them.
Yeah, most angels do seem to be men, because if you're a woman, you'd probably use them to sweep the floor and stuff. that's just me being very gender specific, but yeah.
Yeah, you would totally multitask with them. You got something in the fridge, you'd close the fridge with them as you're going.
Yeah. You'd scoop one of the kids up and pull them back on the road. Oh, yeah,
that's it. They're doing something, just swoop them up.
You see, I'm basing this on having a husband and a son that they do, they do stupid things. So if they have like tights or really long socks, they will put them on their arms and wave them around rather than just fold them up and put them in the drawer. Anything that is random that they could do with things. So if he had wings, he would just put them out really long and spin around the garden or something like that.
Probably
he wouldn't do anything useful.
See how fast they could throw something off of their wing with the cat all balance on it.
Get the kids to stand at the end of the garden and flap really hard to see which one knocked over first. Things like that. I'd be up and off to Morrison's to get some milk.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Right. I might have to ask now what they'll do with them. So
do your wings. We'll have to put that in.
Have a poll.
Definitely. What would you do if you had wings, whether they were invisible or not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the obvious, not flying. Other practical uses for wings, please.
For wings. But okay. So they have a week. I think she kind of realizes that it's not going away.
Yeah.
And that she needs to do something. So she goes and grabs a book. She goes and grabs the Grimoire, which Kyrian sort of gave to her when she left. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you would have asked, you could have just took it. I would have said yes.
Yeah,
so he gives it to her as a gift. Don't have to steal it. You're a grown up.
And she gets another bright idea. Yes. And of course, who is the best person to ask if you've had a bright idea? It's Eris to come along with you.
Yay!
Yeah, Tiago's busy. So, he's having to deal with other stuff going on because of whole, armies wanting to take over territory and stuff.
So she looks in a book and she finds the person. So, she has her choices. She kills her mom, she kills herself, or she gets the power.
Yeah.
And the book kind of leads her where she needs to be.
Yeah.
And she opens up a page and there's a cloaked woman who looks very
moment, isn't it? It's like for a moment she recognizes her as when she had the Sword of Mourning.
Yes.
The one who touched her hand.
And then it flickers away. And this person is the person who she's kind of been linked to for pretty much most of the book, the Mother of Night.
Yeah. So this is the one that they wanted to release at Miss Mears. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
the first sorcerer.
Yeah, she's the one that invented spell work. So not all of them can do spell work. Like she mentions earlier that even though Tiago has power, he can't do spell work. He doesn't do that kind of thing. So they need a sorcerer. And she's the head honcho of all of that. She created it. So who would be better to break the curse? Another old one by.
Yeah. Well, this is it. She's kind of like, I need blood. I need a hollow. And I need somebody to help me. Thiago's not going to do it. I need a woman. I need a surly warrior that can.
Yeah. But she also knows that Eris is like, she's on her side in as much that she cares deeply that he doesn't die, you know.
Yes.
That's why she's been so hostile to her, is because it's like,
he saved
owes
me
so much. He's really,
he's given
really
it
loyal.
All up for you. And you never remember him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see why Eris is pissed.
Yeah. And so she does She goes to Miss Mears, doesn't she?
Seriously, I would love to see their hands. She goes to Miss Mears, she gets a dagger out.
How can she do anything? Yeah, she's been like slicing up her fingers all the time. I suppose they heal,
covered
don't
in
they?
Plasters.
So they get there and they do it. She does it to go. And she has that moment when it happens. She's put everything in place and she's like, actually, maybe this isn't a good idea when the immense power
bright lights
pulls her down somewhere else, somewhere otherworldly. There's a nice quote. She lands in like this lake of power, doesn't she? And she's kind of like sucked into it, but when she gets out she manages to escape it and like the mother of Night is speaking to her, and she's like, if there's one thing I hate, it's smug, creepy, ownerless voices. She's like, because she's just this voice coming at her in the dark. Yeah. And you always have one of those. And you would be really annoyed, wouldn't you? You'd be just come out and talk to me like normal, please.
Yeah. Yeah, she, I've got dark dangerous, and she's just laughing, isn't she? She's like, ha, ha, ha. It's like, really? Finally. Yeah. Yes, I'm here. Come on.
She's been waiting for her.
She has indeed. So, yeah, and they kind of banter, and it all comes out, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, they have a bargain. And
yeah, she's like, hello, daughter of darkness.
Yeah.
And she's like, pardon what now?
Yeah.
Why are you Who's saying your dad?
It's some dude.
Yeah, Connell.
Connell
and Batu, really down that way.
No.
Yeah, really?
It wasn't.
They kind
of
argue. Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, no. Yeah, we don't know who. It was an old one. So yeah, then her mother, basically, they can come out like one night only.
When the veil is thin.
A Celine Dion show. One night only. And yet your mother basically coveted it and sent invites for Samhain, where everybody kind of shut the doors, locked up. Your mother had a party.
She was like, whatever. I mean, it sounds on one hand as though she was just really cocky and didn't think anything would happen. Or there's also the idea of, did she do it on purpose? Did she want to have, you know?
And out of the ones that are there, there's not that many men.
No, there aren't. You'd have to look. You've got the list.
I do have the list.
Yeah. Again, like EastEnders, who are the possible fathers? Yeah.
10. So yeah, they go back and forth, and she's like, we need what are you here for? She's like, I want your power, I want this gift. So they have to barter for it. And she's like, does she come first out the box with what? I want your firstborn.
Yeah, it's the first thing. Give me your firstborn. Yeah. And she's like, No.
Yeah, that's not what we're going for. She goes, what do you want then? She's like, I want my freedom.
Release me. No, not going to do that either. She's like, well, what are you offering? Have my soul. No, I don't want your soul. Thanks.
No, thank you. Yeah.
She's tempted.
And then she's like, what?
But no.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
Why don't
she has a little think. Crown of shadows?
Crown of shadows. Yeah, it's kind of like that. What's that? It doesn't exist. Yeah. And she's like, mortal memory. It doesn't, but it's still out there.
Mortal memory. Yeah, but it's still there. And this is one of those powerful relics.
Yeah, like the Sword of Mourning. It belonged to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who, though.
No. We've got to get this. She basically gives her a year to find this thing. And if she doesn't, then
she'll have her firstborn.
And Vi's like, okay, I've got a year.
She goes through a logic, doesn't she? She's like, I've had my bleed. I've just had it. So I know I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
So, and because I've done this, I don't think the Argo's ever going to forgive me.
So they're probably not going to have any again. More babies anyway.
So she's kind of like, all right, we'll agree. Shake hands, love.
Because that's it. The whole thing is she knows that he's going to be really angry with her doing this thing. But she's kind of like, well, the option is I cannot do it and he dies, or I can do it and he'll be angry at me.
But he's alive.
But he won't be dead. So, you know, it's a better option.
So, yeah.
She ends up going back. That's it. They have their last days together. Back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she goes back to her mother and the nest of vipers that are there.
So this is my quote. The mother's like, I've ran you a bath because you've been rolling in the filth. And she's like, I enjoyed every minute of it, Mom.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And
you're like,
we go,
it's a good quote. She's like, don't you?
Yeah, I will go and have that bath, but because I want one.
Yeah, exactly. And so then
she goes back, and this is with her sister.
Yeah.
Which is, it was really harsh. There was so much that went on in like a few pages, and it was just really So there's like two conversations. So this is kind of the before, and her sister brings her. So she goes, has a bath, and then she's being led to a ball, and her sister brings her a drink.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, you betrayed me. This is what betrayal tastes like. You're bringing me the actual cup.
Yeah. This is it, isn't it? This is what's going to do it, because she hasn't lost her memory. And she's pretty sure this is the moment that it's going to happen.
And the sister's like, we can't do this here. And she's like, well, when can we do it? We can't do it later.
Yeah, no.
There'll be no later. What more can you take? You've took the happiness, the husband, everything. Yeah. And the sister's, it wasn't like that. I put this clause in to stop you dying. This was me stepping out. And
she wanted to just let you be torn to pieces, kind of thing, for betraying her. The queen did. I gave her this idea so at least you would be alive.
But she doesn't see it that way.
No, and she kind of has remembered that as well, because part of the thing when she was falling into the Mother of Darkness was she got some of her memories, and I think she saw that, didn't she? She saw Andrath intervening, but she's still just angry at her about it.
But she gives her the other side
of it as well. She's like, I'm her puppet. You know, think about what I've gone through too.
Yeah, I've lost you. I've lost my life. I've lost my soul because the crown, the head that wears the crown is heavy, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, I hope you feel every weight of it.
Yeah. Oh, good. And then she has to drink it.
Yep, she necks a drink.
Yeah.
And then I think does she wake up straight away?
She wakes up 3 days later.
Yeah, full circle. We've gone
back thinking dress, she's like proper hungover. Like, that was a party, wasn't it?
Drink?
What was going on? Doesn't remember anything. Ooh. No. And it's,
luckily no smartphones.
No, that's it. It would have really helped.
No pictures. So, so they're there again, picking between a white and a gold and a red dress for the colours of the lamb.
And she goes for it again. She picks the midnight one again.
Mm-hmm. She does. So, it's all good. But then the sister comes back and she's off. She's not like her sister should be. And this is where she changes the name, doesn't she? She tweaks it and she calls Andy.
She's kind of like, she doesn't know what's going on. She's confused that there's going to be this another meeting, and she doesn't understand what's happening. Yeah. And they get there. And
sister's off. And
it seems all about her. And she's like, why? You know, why is she in front of her mother? What's gone on?
Yeah, what did I miss in these 3 days? What did I say? And she's like, I don't remember. And she's like, I remember every word, even if you don't, and I won't forget it. And she's like, well, I'm sorry for whatever I did say to you.
Yeah.
And it's just, it wasn't good. Bless them. But so they go to the Queen's moot.
Yeah.
And everybody's there. Even Kyrian's turned up this time.
Yeah, he's turned up.
Never done. And he looks really disappointed. He's like,
Your mother, and it's like, Nick, don't go away. Annoying. Can't help it.
She's just so confused because all these people are pissed at her. And then Thiago turns up, and there's like a herald there, and he's like, okay, this is a bit weird, but we've got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. They're all stamping like, let the test begin.
Yeah.
All of the other heads, and
she's just like, what the hell? Yeah. And she's looking at him and she's like thinking again, she's got that familiarity with him but just doesn't know who he is.
He keeps mouthing a name. He's like, boy, trying to get her attention. Then he's going like, do you know the prince? And she's like, I know him kind of, but why?
But I've not met him before.
No,
what's this?
So then they kind of, her mom and Thiago are there, and they're both kind of trying to sway her.
Talk over the top of each other. Yeah. Like neighbours with Bouncer.
Yes.
You know.
Come this way, come this way.
This way, over here. One of them's got a tree in their pocket.
And it's kind of weird questions like, could you marry him? And she's like,
could you love him?
Might.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose anything's possible kind of thing.
Yeah. Would you marry him? Well,
proper weirded perhaps, out by it.
Mm. Yeah. And then her mum just gets really pissed and it's like, yes or no, do you love him?
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Why would I? Oh, broken
heart. And his face just, and then he's kind of mouths that I forgive you, it's okay.
I know. Yeah. Oh.
And she's got no idea.
Got him down on the floor, ready to execute him.
Executioners in. She goes back to her sister and then she knows it's not right.
She's really starts like her head's hurting because it's obviously trying to something's break the wrong. Curse. And she's like, come on, Andy, where's the mercy? Help. She'll listen to you. This can't be happening sort of thing. Yeah. And she does try to intervene, doesn't she? Undressed.
Yeah, and the mum kicks at her. It's like, weakness. Where's this weakness come from? From you?
She's shot herself in the foot. Yeah.
So, she asks for exile for him. And mum is like, nope, he is dead. Executioner, kill him.
I want his head behind my throne.
Yeah. Oh. Dark. So, and the axe is then falling. And then... good old Mother of Night kicks in, bargain in force, and then all of Vi's memories come back to her.
Yeah.
Little bit too late, though.
And it all goes crazy, because she says, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to stop, and her power comes up. She gets all this power, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, stop desperation kicks in.
Yeah.
And everything just starts erupting inside her. And Mother of Night is like laughing in her head and taunting her with all sorts of kill them all, do this, do that.
She has to restrain herself, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, the power kind of booms out, sends everybody flying. She said, for the first time in my life, my mother actually looks scared.
Yeah.
And and then the Mother of Night is in her head going, go on, kill her. You know you want to do this. And then everything takes over. And then Thiago kind of jumps in and goes, what are you doing? Don't do this kind of stuff. And then
use her power kind of thing.
Yeah. So it's then what is stronger, the hate for her mum or her love for him?
Yeah.
And what love is it, people?
Wins
it's love.
Oh.
Yay. Yeah. So she reins it back in, doesn't destroy everyone, kind of pulls everybody back in. Everything kind of goes a bit dark and then it clicks back in and the first person she sees is her sister and she's looking at her like, what the fudge?
Yeah.
What the hell are you? What are you? And then, Thiago turns up. He's like, okay, what did you do?
what did you do again?
And she's like, what I needed to do. You're safe.
And her mother's got these... The bangs and everything in the background, hasn't she? She was prepared but in case she lost, because she never loses. She would never have just waited and been like, well, that's fair. She remembered it this time. Okay.
Sorry.
No, she's there to attack everyone.
Yep, release the hounds. She blows a horn and the bangs just run and then it's chaos.
And only one of the queens is like goes, another one gets killed. The really old
I was gonna say, so Luciada is kind of chased by a bane and he takes it down. The other one, she's kind of like, what are you doing? You can't do this here. And she's like, the queen is like, you can go, we'll discuss it later.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's obviously she's some sort of alliance.
Okay. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Kyrian's there doing what he does.
They get out of there, don't they?
They do. They head back to Valerian.
Yeah.
The curse is broken. But she's kind of, I broke the curse, but I made a pact with another old one. What did you do? You didn't free her, did you? No, I didn't. But this thing about the crown of shadows that's never been found or known. Yes. Also, firstborn, but we got a year
if we fail. Yeah. And he's like, really, like, whoa, love, what did you do? It's not just your firstborn, like,
it's mine. Ouch. I'm not pregnant though, it's okay.
Yet.
And then they're kind of like, oh yeah, so I could still be pregnant. And he's like, course you could. I'm not gonna just give up on you now.
Yeah, that's it.
Forever, Vi.
He's angry, but they're together. And they're going to fight this. They've got armies that are coming and they've got to find the crown. And that's where it ends for book two.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, let's go home. And then what we're going to do? Prepare for war. Yeah.
So that's the honeymoon sorted out. Now they've remembered they're married.
Yeah, I love you. Where are we going to go? Somewhere nice. The Unseelie realm sound fantastic. Really pretty.
Yeah. It does. Just need to stay creatures away not from them. So good though. Not very friendly neighbours up there, I don't think.
Well, I'm guessing there's now an empty cave.
I assumed that. Corpses. Yeah. They said about there's no asking them again. She thinks that at one point, doesn't she? About going she can't go back and ask them again. I was like, didn't you flambé them? They're not there, are they? I don't know.
What are they made of?
Yeah.
God, imagine a spider you can't kill.
I know.
Welcome to week 5, hover. Biggest slipper ever. Right. So yeah, there we go. So that is, it is 1 of 3.
Yeah.
So yes.
I've read the
There is more to come from. And the third one is out this year, October.
Yeah. So when this is coming out, it will be out. So that will be nice.
Out.
The people that only like to start something when the whole series is there, it does help. It's not great for writers, but it does help when you're a reader. Yeah. You want them all there.
I need the next book. 2 years. So does the second one I read end on a cliffhanger?
It's twisty again. It is. They're big twists, definitely. There's also a novella, I believe, which is part of what's happened from his perspective. I think it's one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Finn's book is
I don't know. Yeah, but there's so many nice side characters in this with interesting backstories that you can just like you really think there is so much potential of the so spin-offs. Many. Yeah.
Need more definitely. Words. So yeah, that's week 4 finished. So we are linking to week 5 next week.
Yeah.
So week 5 is, I like this one. This is Hearts of Obsidian Nalini Singh, which is part of their Psy Changeling series.
Yep.
And the link from 4 to 5 is, I forget. It's memories.
Oh, that was such a dad joke. That was really dad joke
I'm
one.
I'm sorry. I need to add in like a ba-dum to that.
But we should get a sound effect.
We should.
Which we can explain now at the end because you can't do that at the beginning.
No, there is always that want to do it and it's like, no.
How much can we say?
The entire thing is a spoiler, but at least you can know you've read the book before you listen. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's there, it's all good. And the next one when we read it, it's part of quite a massive, it's the first one we've done that's not the first in the series. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a strange one that there'll be a lot of stuff in there that has happened pre, but I think
it explains a lot of it. It's not too bad. You don't feel too out of it because I haven't read the whole series. I've only read the first one.
This was one of my this and the IAD universe was my first dip into like this paranormal fantasy romance sort of stuff. So they have places close to my heart, these two. So
it's a very good book.
It's a good one. So join us next week, week 5. And if you're about and around, come and see us at Twitter at
SFF. If you want to tell us about your uses for wings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatives to using blood sacrifice on everything.
What to put on your hands, what's the best plasters for all of those wounds.
And we're at TikTok and on Instagram and YouTube all with the same. Lovely. Okay,
cool. All right,
thank you very much.
See you next week.
Bye bye.